You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Hey. Hang on a second. Jody, can you pass me my phone over there, please? Oh, Miss Todd gonna get it because Jody's wearing a formal today. She doesn't want anybody messing.
Wearing leggings. Formal.
Hold on, because I gotta set the timer to make sure that we're
got a duster on.
I thought you were going to Josh's to get one of their new T-shirts.
The traffic was bad this morning. Remember, there was an accident. And I couldn't get over there in time.
Well,
but I'm going to have it on next week. You just wait and see.
What if they sold out?
They won't.
We're talking about Josh's Farmers Market, the title sponsor of TJ and Jody's House.
Yep.
And they got some merch. Yeah. That's what we call it in the business, merch.
I know.
It's short for merchandise.
Jody. Let's start today, please.
Jody. In case you didn't know. Mm-mm. Merchandise.
Yeah, okay. But I'm going to go get some merch.
Yeah. Get some merch at Josh's Farmer's Market.
I'm going to guess you want the red merch.
I do love red.
Well, I know.
You know I do. But I don't know if red loves me. I mean, since I've put on this weight, I just worry that, you know, if I'm putting on a red shirt, people might yell, "Hey, Kool-Aid."
Yeah.
When I'm walking down the street.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Josh's Farmer's Market with the great produce. It's fresh. It's local. People always say that when something's local, it should be better. But if you're in a place like Philadelphia, does that mean that it's going to be better if it's local? I don't think so. But if you're in Mooresville, North Carolina, God's country, then of course local is better.
Sure.
When it comes to the produce and stuff.
Yeah.
I told you they sold another one of those glider rocker set things.
I think that's wonderful.
The TJ and Jody gliders.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're like, okay, so they sold it, don't they sell them? But I mean, to a person that came in there specifically looking for the TJ and Jody gliders,
mm-hmm. The mama and papa chair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was pretty big.
Well, those things are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every weekend they have fresh seafood coming in the. They come from the coast. That's where the seafood is, Jody, at the coast.
Okay.
They bring it in here, and it's very, very fresh, very good. They have all kinds of stuff going on.
If people will follow their social media, they can see everything, because every weekend they have great extra things going on.
Yeah, and we're going to be busy this weekend doing stuff, so we may need to run by and get some donuts or something there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that wouldn't be a quick little stop by, because there's always a line. No. But if
can
you
there
got
be
the time,
a TJ and Jody line?
Mm-mm.
TJ and Jody fast.
No, we don't.
Fast, fast, yeah.
We don't pull strings.
Oh, I know.
We don't do that.
How about...
we're not Ace. No, I'm kidding.
That's not nice.
I'm kidding.
How about what I showed you yesterday about the trees, the Christmas trees that are going to be coming?
Yeah.
And am I not allowed to say that or something?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a big surprise thing because you and I have another assignment on location.
Do? Oh, I didn't know.
Around
this.
When the Christmas trees get there and stuff.
God, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what? I saw too the merch. They're coming out with Christmas sweatshirts. Like they said they were working on the logo or whatever.
Yeah, the old school type.
I don't know, but I know that I want to wear that to that event. That if we're going out there, that would be fun.
Yeah, I'd be sweating.
Well, you don't have to.
That's why they call it a sweatshirt, because you'd be sweating.
Right.
So, Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville next to the YMCA. And you have to say it that way, Mooresville.
Mooresville.
All right. So, Mr. Todd from JT Media is here. Tech D Rob is still here, which is a miracle because people run out of here when the show's over like dogs backed into porcupines. I mean, they just.
I bet you, though, Regan's the first one out.
Yep. Oh, obviously. Mm. Yeah. Now, he's gone before we turn the microphones off of the last segment.
Yeah.
He's already packed up and headed out. But the only reason Rob's here is because they're working on his car in the parking lot.
I know.
Mm-hmm. He had a busted windshield.
Oh.
Old busted windshield. All right, so we'll get into all of the fun stuff on TJ and Jody's House coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's House.
Ooh. Y'all don't know this, but today is a very exciting day in the 5G ACE and TJ, TJ and Jody's House world. Because when we finish recording today, Mr. Todd is going to stay and start revamping the entire studio, rearranging and adding and making it more professional looking, as if it could get more professional than it is already. Mm-hmm. I mean, dang.
You're going to be here look all day, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Todd.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bad wreck this morning on your way here?
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was cleared up by the time I got here, but it was a fatality.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. It was awful.
Then you always think when you're stuck in traffic like that because of a wreck, you get frustrated and all, but then I always say think about this, at least you're not the one in the wreck.
Right.
So
exactly.
But you know what? That doesn't do any good when I tell people that, because I know good and well they're going to gripe the next time. It's like all of these wonderful things that I say and try to help people, and they just ignore it. Mm-hmm. That's what's so frustrating mm-hmm. to me in life is that
people don't listen.
More people don't do exactly what I say.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. So, Jody came home yesterday from one of her errands. And she said, can you get that stuff out of the back of my car? There's some candy. I got some Halloween candy in there. And I went to the back of her car, and it almost needed another person to help me carry those big bags of candy that she bought. You bought enough candy for 10 neighborhoods.
Do you know how many kids, they go through that candy?
Not if we don't open the door.
Even if we don't open the door, I still leave a bowl out.
Why? We don't know
those
people.
Nice.
We don't even know those people.
I don't care.
Why are we giving them candy?
Little children love that, and it's not a big deal to buy candy at Costco.
When are they going to bring me something?
Nobody's bringing. Because you're mean. The neighbors. Nobody's bringing you anything.
The neighborhood kids never get together and say, well, let's go have the adults come by and we'll give them something.
Oh,
I don't.
Gosh.
I think
whatever.
That they could return the favor.
Don't even get in trouble about that.
At least that little boy that lives next door to us, though, is so cute. Though,
oh my gosh,
he's not even 2. Would you think he's 2 yet?
He is. No,
no, he's really cute.
And you see me yesterday when you were backing out. I went mm-hmm. to double check that his little tiny self wasn't back there because he was earlier, and he just waves.
Mm-hmm. And the other day he was out there, no pants. No,
he's so cute.
Like, just he had a shirt on and naked from the waist down.
Uh-huh.
And his mom's yelling at him from the porch. You come get your pants on. Come put some pants on. And he'd say something. And, you know, he's in that stage where only the mom can understand what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
And he said something back to her. And she goes, well, you can keep playing. At least put on a pull-up. At least a pull-up. Because, you know, Yankees are loud anyway. But then when she's yelling from the house. Into there.
Well, one day I went to throw away something in the big trash cans on the side of the house and scare me to death. He's back there on a little like John Deere, you know, motorized thing. Yeah. And I looked and he goes.
Yeah, he just waves like.
I said, oh, hey. I was like, he's so cute.
He had a passy in his mouth.
He didn't have his passy.
Yeah. No. The other day he was walking around out there. Just, it was like he was chewing tobacco.
He likes to be outside.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't smile either, though, when he waves. No. He has a deadpan look on his face. He's like, mm-hmm. They told me I need to do this.
I know. He's cute. So he's cute, cute, cute.
So how many trick-or-treaters do we have?
Oh, my goodness.
We're not even going to be there next Halloween. We're about to move. So what do we care what they think of us if we don't give them candy?
I don't care if we're going to be there or not. That's not nice.
And I got to go to bed on the doorbell ringing. And,
So you're bah humbug at Christmas. I don't know what you call Halloween.
I am not. I love Christmas.
No, you're not.
I just don't love the people at Christmas. And I don't know why you get mad at me for such things, because I've never complained about being around you. I love being around you most of the time.
Just speak. Get happy.
But anyway, Halloween is a special time of year for us. You know, people freak out about Halloween, and it's like, oh, it's so great. And all of these news stories that radio station people subscribe to, these news services and all, over the past week and a half, they've been nothing but story after story after story of candy and pumpkins and, you know, all of this stuff. That's not entertaining. I wonder if radio shows are doing that. Other radio shows are doing nothing but pumpkin and candy content.
I don't know.
But anyway, people love it. They love it. Especially Yankees love Halloween.
Not just but Yankees. People.
I said especially okay. Yankees.
All right.
You know, they're the ones that will be out spending hours decorating their houses for Halloween and stuff, but just like a scant wreath for Christmas, you know, because a lot of them are godless.
Stop being so judgmental.
It's the fact that a lot of them are.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. Anyway, if could I finish? Please.
Finish for the love. Your stories take too long.
So where was I?
I don't know. You talk so much.
What was I saying about it being special for us? Halloween is special for us. Because we met and our love sparked during the Halloween, the spooky season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I always think of that at Halloween. That's why I don't want to be distracted by trick-or-treaters and jack-o'-lanterns and all that. I want to focus on how our love began.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
In costume. It did.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted us to be in costume.
No. Oh, my God, no. I mean, you were, you tell everybody about how we met.
You tell everybody,
because
you love to talk, so you tell everybody, and I'll add in.
That's what I'm saying. I've been talking too much. You tell the story.
No, you're a good storyteller. Go. Okay.
You just said my stories take too long.
Well, they do, but go on.
I was working for a radio station in Jody's hometown, and I had been at different places and had seen her, you know, and found out who she was because she was so pretty. And word got back to her somehow that I was doing that, that I was interested in going out with her. And one night I was working a Halloween event at a club in Alexandria. And where I was walking around with a wireless microphone, and they were talking to me in my ear at the radio station, and I was broadcasting from that microphone live on the air, which was really cool. A lot of they used to do that back then. They don't do it as much now. They record everything ahead of time, and they don't actually do the remote breaks, we call them, from the place live. So that's what I was doing, and I was exhausted because I had been in Baton Rouge the night before at a concert, and I was a little grumpy. Sometimes I get a little grumpy, yeah. And so I'm standing there with the microphone, and this girl in a Raggedy Ann costume walks up and starts talking to me. She said, "Hey," and I said, "Hey," and she goes, "Do you recognize me?" And I said, "No." She goes, "You don't? You don't recognize me?" And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, hun." I was calling people hun back then a lot.
Which, by the way, I was like.
Yeah. I said, "I'm sorry, hun, but, you know, I don't recall running into Raggedy Ann, you know, any time in the past." And she said, "Not even when I smile." And she goes, like that big smile.
Makeup.
Yeah. I mean, she's full makeup, Raggedy Ann with a yarn, with the whole thing. Like I would know. My mom could have walked up dressed as Raggedy Ann in that costume, and I wouldn't have known who she was.
Yeah.
So she goes, it's Jody. And when she said that, I said, hold on, don't go anywhere. Because they were talking in my ear the whole time. They were saying 30 seconds. And then when she said, it's Jody, they had said 15 seconds. And I said, don't go anywhere. And she goes, jerked her arm away from me. I don't want to be on the radio.
I did.
I said, I'm not going to put you on the radio. Just hold on. So I did my thing and, you know, wrapped it up. It was live at the Bayview Yacht Club on 93QID. Boom. And then I was clear. I took the headphones off and I said, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Aww.
Like a stalker, I guess. Oh, back then, now I would be called a stalker.
Yeah.
And
you knew a lot about me.
And then we just, then we, she was drunk though. She wouldn't have, we would have never talked to each other if she hadn't have been drunk that night.
That was tits.
And mad at her boyfriend. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he was living in another state.
Yeah.
Which was good.
A drugged out state. But yeah, that's how we met. She was in a full Raggedy Ann costume.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. Adorable.
Thank you.
Adorable. But she, I mean, as the kids say nowadays, she was feeling herself. I mean, she thought she was something coming up in there.
Well, and also a little wine helps that. You know, make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't look like her type at all.
No.
I mean, I had a mullet, and it was kind of after mullets had gone away. It was like I held on to it a little too long. Yeah. That's what I keep telling our son. You know, when that mullet goes, you got to get rid of it. You can't hold it a day longer because you'll quickly turn into, you know, white trash redneck.
Right.
If you got a mullet out of style.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, it wasn't long after that. She was proposing.
What?
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
It was,
I was not proposing.
So that was in October.
That was Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were engaged in January.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
Are you serious?
Married the next October.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And here we sit.
Fool I was.
Ugh. Why did I drink that night? Yeah,
and we got married and then I kept saying, well, when is this baby supposedly coming? It will.
You're gross. No, I didn't.
My doctor said I'm just having a hard time because I'm so little.
You're a freak.
That's what she told me.
No, I did not. No. No. A baby didn't come for 6 more years.
That I found out. But, I mean, you told me that there was one coming or I wouldn't have married you so fast.
Stop.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And we've been on this roller coaster radio world since then, and it truly is a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you down and you kind of get up and everything's good, what's good, and then
yeah,
we're here right now
into the microphone.
Oh, we're here right now, but then we're starting tiny increase,
but
I've done that a bunch of times. Whew.
But I mean, we've been
the issues.
But we've been on this part, the top part of the roller coaster a lot.
I agree.
And I mean, and credit where credit is due. Credit where credit is due. That's because of my talents.
The group, yeah.
I mean, at the carnival, I'm the zipper.
I will say this about you. No, seriously, like you are, I'm going to say something nice, so you better listen. Oh,
is it going to make me cry?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Because you are, when you set your mind to something, that, and I do think this is a lot of why the good times have been good and for a steady time, is because when you set your mind to something, you stick with it and you do the very best that you can do.
Oh. And you so do. Does Ace. And he's so the same Ace. Way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not married to Ace, but but he does do that. And when you two set your mind to something and you're going to make it work and you're going to do the best that you can, and when things do crash and burn, and they have a couple times, you get right back up and you strive to reach that goal and you do it every time.
Mm. Well, you know, he wanted to be a sports anchor.
I know.
you know.
Thank God he didn't.
But now he's, you know, he's an anchor that keeps me underwater now. So I guess.
You're so mean.
I just made that up. I wanted it. That's not true. But that's pretty
Y'all
funny.
Y'all need each
that's
other.
That's pretty funny. I know.
But I do think that is a lot of it. Because a lot of people, when things go bad, they just give up and they get down in the dumps. And y'all don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my pep talk.
Well, it's not that we don't get down in the dumps. I mean, we get down in the dumps. I mean, look at this dump.
But listen. We're in.
No,
okay,
I'm kidding.
But listen.
This is a nice building.
You don't love
the setup. It's
not
made for radio,
okay?
Though. And so,
right.
Yeah.
But you don't love the setup. So what's happening today? Mr. Todd.
Yeah, I'm seeing that all the way through.
So this is my point.
Mr. Todd's going to do it.
It'll be good. Yeah. It'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm finished being nice.
All right, well, that's the longest that's ever lasted.
Oh, my God.
You being nice. Well, except that one time I surprised you with the little Volkswagen convertible. You were nice for like 2 whole days after that. She was nice.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute.
Yeah. That was on an up roller coaster day.
Then when it went down, convertible went out.
Yeah. I was like, well, look at the bright side. We got more room in the garage now. We freed up a little room.
So then when we go back up, we got more room in the garage because you're going to get a Harley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how you got the Harley?
I got the Harley 1 year, Mr. Todd, for Mother's Day. I gave myself a Mother's Day gift.
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we still have the
It
Harley.
Just so happened that I'd been looking at them and wanting one for a long time. And the one came available that I wanted, and it just happened that I picked it up on the Saturday before Mother's Day the next day.
Yeah,
fun. But it's not like you didn't get something for
What'd
Mother's
I get?
Day. Whatever we got you for Mother's Day. Then.
Yeah.
I guess I could have waited until Monday, but, I mean, that's symbolism over substance, and you
Whatever,
know how I hate that.
All I'm saying is we still have the Harley and the convertible's gone.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a deal with you.
Okay.
I already told you if we could have moved to the beach completely, I would have gotten you a Jeep.
I know.
That's an ultimate convertible.
Yeah.
But we had to stay here because we got, you know, a boy in college here.
We got a lot of things going on besides that, but yeah.
But, I mean, I would have dumped this whole setup and this whole thing.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have sold out my part of the company to Ace and Adam.
No, you wouldn't have.
I'd be just sitting on the beach drawing a check. I would have gotten some of that COVID money. That's what we'd be living on the beach. COVID money.
Yep.
What do they call that? Relief?
But anyway, back to what was the deal.
What was it?
You said I'll make a deal with you.
That was it.
What?
I'll get you a Jeep.
When?
Whenever
when we get
the
back up on top of that roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we can move to the beach.
Okay. Mr. Ty, you can help me find a Jeep.
Yeah,
he has a Jeep.
He does.
See?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I know. I love it.
When are you getting married?
Oh, my God.
How many
Next
times
October.
Do we go through this?
Next October. Okay.
We go through this all the time.
Yeah.
The long engagement that you say won't last.
Yeah, those are those things. What are y'all waiting on? Have you told me that yet?
Yeah.
What are y'all waiting
on? Renovation on the house.
Oh, that's right. Renovation on their house. That's a good one. That's a good one. See, I didn't have a house to use that as an excuse back then. It's like, Jody, why are we in such a hurry?
You just had a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Living with Ace. That's all you had.
Everybody was talking about how sweet that I posted for our anniversary though
it
last
was
week.
Sweet.
And
was
they didn't know how poor we were.
Ooh, we were. But we didn't know it.
Oh, I knew it.
I didn't. That's what's so good. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I knew
it. I just worked, did my thing. We paid bills. We were fine.
Yeah. But I mean, I've always liked new things. You know that. I love new things. I don't like antiques or classic things. Where
I
want
antiques.
Brand new stuff with a tag on it.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because I wanted new stuff back then and we couldn't afford any new stuff.
It was okay. Yeah, we survived it.
Yeah. But it was a lot easier for you because you had me.
And you had me.
To keep you happy and laughing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to
all
deal.
The time.
You didn't have to deal with the struggle.
Giggles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you didn't know that
I
we
worked.
Were poor. I know you did. You worked 2 jobs.
I did. Yes.
At the same time. In two different places. Uh-huh. Two towns. Working the same job.
I did work. I mean, two different. I didn't mind working at all.
No, not then.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to leave right now. This is work.
But you see what I put that in the little message that I sent, that I said to you on the social media, is I described you as hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't be tearing me down now then.
That's just jokes. Oh my God. Mm. Calm down. Go get one of your little caramel apple suckers.
Oh,
that always so cheers you
it
up.
It does.
You should carry those around. Like heart patients.
I have one a
carry,
day in the evening.
You have to carry nitroglycerin tablets around, put them on their tongue. When you start getting all crabby, you need to get on that caramel apple sucker.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? They have a name?
You just said it.
They're called caramel apple suckers? Okay. And you only get them this time of year?
Yep.
Huh. What do you go through, about a bag of those a week? You and our little friend Jenny?
No.
What?
See, when I get food, it lasts a while.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to tell me?
That bag that I've had in there has been 3 weeks.
Even through little Jenny?
I gave little Jenny her own bag.
Oh. That means Jenny was eating up all of Jody's suckers.
I gave little Jenny her own bag. I told you,
Jody is so generous when something is pegged to be somebody else's. But if it's for her, originally, if it's slotted to be hers, then she doesn't play that. It's her stuff. But she'll go buy you your own.
I will buy you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Ace's wife, Amanda, that's his name, Ace. She was eating those the other day.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. They're and good. I told her that y'all devour them.
Mm-hmm.
It's obscene.
Mm-hmm.
It's abusive.
You need y'all to see me. You don't see me eating those.
I hear you eating them.
Lie.
Oh my! You know I told you something. Where are you going to town?
Yeah,
on that
I forgot.
She's across the room
weekend.
And she got her iPad on. She's like, smacking on that thing, scrolling on that iPad. Blanket.
Oh gosh, I was in my happy place.
I mean, she was abusing that thing.
I really was.
I'm trying to watch you.
Oh my god. Like, we were watching you.
Yeah, we're like six episodes into you.
Oh god.
And
I think I was thinking
it sounds like he's stabbing somebody on TV, and I look over and it's her on that sucker.
You should tell me, what did a boy tell you that day? You were chewing something and he goes, "Dad, you need to mute that."
Now, I was eating
It was some kind of candy.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he goes, "Dad, ugh, you need to mute that."
Or was it one of those ice cream bar things on
Oh,
the
that's
stick?
What it yeah. was. One of those. Oh, my God. Yes. Mm. Talk about me.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying you do that to me first. So when I see an opportunity to catch you doing something
yeah.
like that.
I agree. I mean, I fully admit I was so happy.
And she looks at it like she's admiring it. It's like, she put that in her mouth and she's like,
You know,
and she'll pull it out and just stare at it.
You know what I'm looking at? Because the outside of it has real caramel on it, and I'm looking to see how much caramel I have left.
After the first suck? I mean, you pull it
well,
right out?
Well, because I do, and then I'm like, how much? Okay. Like, I study it. You're right.
So unlike other people who would be trying to get to the caramel part of it, you're working to try to get to the candy part of it. It's the part you like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good, though. Oh.
I know you love Blow Pops, too, but how mm-hmm. long do you chew the gum after it becomes gum?
Oh,
you
just 2 seconds because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that outside of it gets torn up.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I love my candy. And that's why I'm so into Halloween candy. Mm. I don't know, because whatever's left.
Yeah. But what all is in that candy dish now? You did have some good stuff in there, some little fun size Snickers and
good job tore into it. Yeah,
types of things. And now it's nothing but like Laffy Taffy and
yeah, it's okay. My little friend Michael, my little friend Jenny's husband Michael, will be over and he'll eat that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of nerds. Nerds.
And we love nerds.
And, yeah. Too. They love nerds.
Have you ever had a nerd rope?
Yes.
Oh. And you know what they do at Christmas time? What? When little friend Jenny and Michael come over, Jody and Michael are sitting at the kitchen table putting together a puzzle while Jenny and I are watching football.
And we're eating our nerd rope.
You're like, look at these nerds.
We're happy.
That's funny.
But Michael turns everything, both of them, Jody and Michael.
Yeah.
Everything is a competition.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So I'm surprised they don't get in fights over there over who's putting more of the puzzle together and who's not. Because, I mean, it's just.
We don't fight over that.
Michael broke his leg in a little pissant basketball game with our son and our daughter's boyfriend. What? Yeah, it was, they were all three playing against each other. And at some point, one of them was going to get kicked out, and then the other two, like an elimination thing. And Michael got so into it because our son, boy, was about to win. And he said, Joseph, we got to guard him. We got to do it. And jumped up on him and was playing him hard. And then Aiden made a move on him, and it twisted the wrong way and broke his leg. And he had to have big surgery and rehab and all. He was on crutches for months.
When was this?
3 years ago, 2 years
during
ago?
During one of the hurricanes that came through. Which hurricane was that?
Was it 3 years ago?
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a big scar on his knee.
Mm-hmm. That's how competitive he is.
He is competitive.
So he's over there putting together a jigsaw puzzle, eating nerds. Turn that into a competition. So, yeah, that's the kind of wild nights that we have.
Oh, yeah. We're
with crazy. Our friends. You know, Ace and Amanda are posting pictures from the middle of the city, and they're dressing up in costumes and stuff and doing bar crawls and things like that. And Jody's putting together a puzzle.
Yeah, but when I was Amanda's age, I did that fun stuff too. The bar crawls and the woo. And
I knew you when you were Amanda's age. We had been married for a long time.
How's Amanda?
29.
29.
Yeah, we had been married. Baby. Yeah, we. Do you forget how long it's been since you were single and young and running around at bars and stuff?
Yeah, we had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you weren't bar crawling at Amanda's age.
No. As a matter of fact, at Amanda's age, I had. Lainey was 4 months old.
Yeah, I was 30 when Lainey was.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I wasn't having woo fun at 29.
And you were still all hormonal and all at 4 months.
All right.
I know that. I'm like, oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, she got to do something. I'm trying to push candy in her mouth. Calm down. You know how you do that with somebody having a diabetic attack? You get a. That's like when Jody's being in grumpy pants. It's here. Eat some Jawbreakers. Chewy Spree.
Talking about that? Grumpy. You've been grumpy this week.
No, I have not.
Ugh.
Not one bit.
Yes, he has.
About what? What did I do?
You people need to know. He is crabby. He can get moody crabby.
No, I.
Yes.
Not this week I haven't.
Yeah, you have. Especially, was it Monday? Ugh. You were awful.
What did I do?
You just had that. And you were everything. You were just not in a good place. Everything that was said, you were just. I don't know. You were.
Who was talking to me?
Me.
See, I don't even remember that.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember when you talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought we'd been getting along swimmingly.
That was Monday, and we since then it's been okay, but Monday you were bad.
Really?
And you were a little tiny bit last night.
I don't think so at all.
Uh-huh, you were.
No.
Yeah. You were good Tuesday, no. Last night, a little bit, and I thought, oh, it's almost bedtime. Remember, because I said, you need to go on to bed.
Yeah, but
because I wanted the remote.
No, you actually said, you said, she's waving her hands. Time for my shows.
That's what she said. It's after 8. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
And that's me being grouchy. I think that's you being grouchy.
Grouchy, I just needed you to go on. Go to bed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got to take a break because I can hear the audience falling asleep.
from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
So why are you so lazy today, Jody? Why are you so tired?
I'm really tired.
You just wanted to know if you could do the rest of the show laid back.
My neck hurt because I think from packing and lifting boxes and things like that.
Yeah, you have been doing a lot. We're moving. Well, all the movers are coming and stuff next week, right? Or
yes.
Week after.
A week from Monday.
But we've been packing up some other stuff that we're taking before the movers take.
Yeah.
And when Jody gets going on stuff like that, it's just, I mean, she's just like a Tasmanian devil. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
I think I packed the kid. I was doing the kitchen yesterday, so I did 9 boxes fast.
Yeah, and you are really good at it, and you're a go-getter and all of that stuff. But you expect everybody else to do your level or your, intensity.
I don't even. You were upstairs.
Not everybody's built for that.
You were upstairs. I don't know what you were doing.
I know, but there will be a time soon when we're moved into the new place and everything is settled and all, when you'll go, well, I mean, it took him forever to pack his stuff. I don't know what he was doing and all, so that'll end up being a thing.
Yeah. You're doing really well, though. And we did the garage Saturday, and I was proud of you. You sat there at your cluster of a tool stuff bag with things and got that organized. That was good. And for you, you moved quickly.
For you, you moved quickly.
Mm-hmm. You did a lot. We got a lot accomplished that day.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I do have tools. I have a lot of tools. And the reason I have so many tools is because when I get ready to do something and I need a certain tool, I can't find it and I go buy another one.
Right.
So.
Exactly. It's a problem.
There are a lot of repeats.
Yeah.
In the toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool bag.
Yeah, you need an organizing box to put them in.
Mm-hmm. But I don't ever use them, so.
Okay, but I do sometimes, so we need them.
No, you don't need them. So we're going today for the walkthrough of our house that we've been building.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow is the closing.
It's supposed to be.
If everything goes well with the walkthrough, if I don't go through there finding a bunch of mistakes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But we may.
Because that Martha, the builder, has been telling me through the process, that's not going to still be that way. That's not going to, because I'll go, this cabinet doesn't look even.
Yeah. Well.
So I'm going to be going through there today.
Ooh.
It's going to take a while.
Ooh.
I'm going to have one of those headlamps on. I'm going to have a magnifying glass.
Hey.
All kinds of stuff.
Okay.
No, you know I won't, because I'll be ready to go home.
I know.
I need to rest.
You got to go pack.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, what time is that whole deal?
Three.
That is so brutal. It's nothing but a bunch of signing papers. And
takes 2 seconds. Tell you everywhere to sign your name. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like buying a new cell phone.
It's not like buying a new cell phone. It's easier than buying a cell phone.
You know what? It's been so long since we've gotten new phones, Jody. Mm-hmm. They say that it's a completely different process now.
And why is our daughter sending us TikToks about? Did you see the TikTok she sent us yesterday? And it was saying, who wants my iPhone 8?
Mm-hmm.
And then these guys are standing there and they're like, we do. Give us your whatever and we'll give you a 13 if you add another line.
Yeah.
It's so bad she's telling us that we need to get another phone. And I just said, we don't have another line to add.
I know why that is.
Why?
It's because she is so sensitive and tenderhearted. She feels guilty that they have new phones and we don't. Both the kids have new phones.
You think that's it?
I'm pretty sure that, if I had to guess, that would be why.
She is so sweet about stuff. I know.
And she looks, you have a 7 plus.
I don't care.
I have a 7 minus.
But I don't even care.
I don't either.
If it works, I don't care.
As a matter of fact, I may end up just going and getting a new battery for this one.
I think for their age, that's a big deal, though.
It is. And it's like,
and for our age, it's like, if it's working,
she feels sorry for us. She's like, my parents are having to do without.
Oh, well.
So
there's a lot of other things I want before a phone.
But there's nothing more important than the phone to their age.
I know. But that, that's sweet.
I haven't talked to her about it. I haven't talked to her about it, but I bet if you ask her, that's what she would say.
And I bet the boy hadn't even thought about our phones.
But she's like,
what do they have? I don't know.
Yeah, because I think they have gotten 2 phones each since we got new phones, I think.
She has, is it XR or something? She has that.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I think he has that too. I don't know what that is. It's better than ours.
Well, those little Fisher Price phones that with the eyes blink when you pull it, those are better than ours.
Oh, gosh.
That's all right.
Again,
it still has a home button. That's what I want.
But I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I do want one, but I don't feel like going through the hassle of getting one, dealing with it, moving the stuff. I just, to me, it's like buying a car.
That's what I'm saying. Like Riggins, he gets new phones all the time. So does Rob. They don't go into a store. They just order them and they come to their house and then they activate them and all themselves.
Could you see
me doing that? No.
No.
I can see Riggins coming and doing it for me.
You don't mind asking people, do you, for help?
No.
Oh, God. I hate asking people
about
for
stuff
help.
that I know that I can't do.
I still hate asking people. I do. You do not mind. He does not mind. Mr. Todd, you better be ready. He's going to be asking you stuff.
I don't ask people for that much. I mean, if it's going to be something that's, you know, for example, Todd said he could put up the TVs in our new house. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But we hired somebody that's going to come put up the mounts.
Right.
And all he's going to do is hook them up.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't ask him to come and, even though he offered it.
Yeah,
last week he could put the mount, do the mounting and all that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't ask him to come do that. Yeah. We pay people to do that because I would truly screw that up. But
oh gosh, I know.
But when he's coming to do the hookups on the TV, I'm going to cook for him. I'm going to do something that I'm good at to pay him, trade him for what he can do.
Right, that's nice.
He can't eat shrimp though.
Oh, you can't? Why?
Allergic.
Yeah, her mama is too. Jody's mom is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I'm going to feel like cooking anything that doesn't have shellfish in it.
See.
He says, open up an old can of soup or something. That's all he needs. All right. Well, we got to go since the whole day is just basically shot because we got to do grown-up things.
Yeah.
No fun. No fun at all.
No fun.
All right, and Todd's got to get to work tearing up the studio and rebuilding it before tomorrow morning.
You hear, Mr. Todd?
Hit what? The right button.
Huh?
Hit the right button.
Oh, I will hit the right button. I thought you said hit the red button. I'm going, the red button's already, already got that. All right, we'll see you later.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.